In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Glad to be with you today. Of course, we do this live. We were looking at Joseph in the Old Testament and that his brothers sold him to the Ishmaelites. And now we're on chapter 39. And Joseph was brought into Egypt, and Potiphar, a eunuch of Pharaoh, chief captain of the army, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites by whom he was brought. So we see that this Potiphar has a very important job in Pharaoh's army. And the Lord was with Joseph. This is so important. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man in all things, and he dwelt in his master's house. Who knew very well that the Lord was with him and made all that he did prosper in his hands? You know, I'm telling you, there are different types of anointings. God had anointed Joseph in every way, but there are different types of anointings. I know people that have an anointing to make money. It is not only something natural, it is something supernatural. It is a gift from God. It's an anointing. I know other people who can talk to people that are very difficult to talk to, and they open up to this person. That's a different anointing. There are different anointings. You know, there's an anointing to preach the gospel. There is an anointing to preach the gospel. One day I said to the Lord, "Lord, I want my anointing back." And he said, you never lost it. There's anointings that God gives his people to bless his people. We see Billy Graham had an anointing to preach the gospel as an evangelist, and God used him ever so powerfully, ever so powerfully. So this Joseph had an anointing. Everything he touched turned into gold to speak in a certain way. Of course, it wasn't gold, but everything that his hand touched prospered. And Joseph found favor in the sight of his master and ministered to him. And being set over all by him, he governed the house committed to him and all things that were delivered to him. In other words, Joseph became the head of the house. He did everything. The owner just depended upon Joseph because the Lord was with Joseph. But everything's not going to be all right. And the Lord blessed the house of the Egyptian for Joseph's sake, not the Egyptian's sake, and multiplied all his sustenance both at home and in the fields for Joseph's sake. I tell you, when you have an anointed person, you must respect them. There are anointed prophets that speak the word of God. I remember holding the door for a prophet. Sister Gwen was a prophet, a prophetess. My Lord, she just went to heaven. She was so beautiful, so beautiful. She loved God and she loved the Catholic Church, and she preached ever so beautifully. She had an anointing with people. She would come into people's lives like everybody would just love her. She was an older lady, but still the Lord was with her. And I saw the anointing she really had. When we had her at our church, she stayed after the talks were over, and she ministered to all the broken people. Oh, I tell you, that's Sister Gwen. And she's now, we pray, in heaven, having a good day. She had that anointing. Then there was the anointing of Ruth Heflin. She had an anointing to go to the nations. She went to every nation on the earth and preached the gospel. She had that anointing. She took Psalm 2 very, very literally. Ask of me, it says in Psalm 2, and I will give you the nations as a heritage. Let me tell you, I've been asking the Lord for the nations. I want the nations. I want not only where I am, I want the nations. I just found out today that in the National Catholic Reporter, there was a young boy that came to me just for a day or two several years ago. And I remember he was a questioning boy. He was asking where did God want him to be, and he was listening to all these Protestant people on the radio, and that was wonderful. He used to listen to me, and he came to visit me. And I just took him one day. We took a ride to Spencer, and I don't know what I did for him, but he used to listen to the radio, and today he's in the seminary. I had an anointing for this young boy. I didn't say it. It says it in the paper. It was just in the paper today. There was an anointing that God gave me for this young boy. You know, I didn't even remember his first name until they told me Adam. His name is Adam. Isn't that wonderful? Adam, the first man, and Jesus is the new Adam. So I'm just telling you this, my friends. There are different types of anointings. And my mother had an anointing for saving. Oh, yes, she could save. She could balance the budget of the country. She wouldn't spend anything extra. Everyone would get what they needed, but they would not get extra. My mother would say to people that have been on welfare for 20 years, go to work like my husband had to work. Oh, yes. I know that welfare is good for people to, you know, when they need it. That's a wonderful thing. But when you've been on it 20 years, I think you've outdone the system. It's not good to be on the dole for so long. My mother would say to the person, go to work, just like my husband had to go to work. And the Lord blessed the house of the Egyptian for Joseph's sake, and multiplied all his sustenance, both at home and in the fields. Neither knew he any other thing but the bread which he ate. And Joseph was of a beautiful countenance and a comely to behold. He had a beautiful body, another scripture says. And after many days, his mistress cast her eyes on Joseph and said, lie with me. Here comes the great temptation. Lie with me. But he, in no wise consenting to that wicked act, he said to her, behold, my master hath delivered all things to me, and he knows not what he hath in his own house. My master has put me in charge of the house. I cannot lie with you. You are his. I have everything in his house but you. I cannot lie with you. I tell you, temptation comes when someone is anointed. Temptation comes when someone is anointed. One of my temptations, I've not given into it, is, you know, I would love to be in New York City preaching the gospel. But I know I am not ready for that. I do not have the proper funds for that. And I know it is God's will that I don't do it. But you see, I know that. But I'm not telling you that I'm not tempted, that sometimes I think, oh, maybe I should go to New York and one of the stations in the city and be heard by all these people. No, no, that's just a temptation. It's a temptation right now. It's not what God wants. It's not what God wants. And I know it's not what God wants. So temptations will always come in the midst of anointings. You know, how many people have been so anointed and then they think they could do anything with their sexuality? And they get caught, and the gospel gets a bad name. It doesn't mean that they weren't anointed. It means that they were tempted and gave in to the temptation. That's what it means. It means they were anointed and then tempted and then gave in to the temptation. You see, the devil knows the anointed people, and he's going to throw different temptations in people's lives. You know, we've had, like, Father Carapi was so anointed, and for some reason he fell, but he was so anointed. He cannot describe his anointing. It was so beautiful when he would teach the scriptures. But you see, the devil knew his weakness, and so the devil came and sold him a bill of goods. I'm telling you, Father Carapi can be restored because Jesus can restore him again. by the blood that Jesus shed on the cross. I'm not speaking against Father Karapi. By the grace of God, there go I. I can do far worse than anybody else if God was not with me. So Joseph says, you know what? I'm not going to sleep with you. I'm not going to sleep with you. My master has delivered all things to me, and he knows not what he has in his own house. Neither is there anything which is not in my power, or that he hath not delivered to me, but you. You are his wife. How can I do this wicked thing and sin against God? Okay, how can I do this wicked thing and sin against God? With such words as these, day by day, both the woman was inopportune with the young man, and he refused the adultery. Again, when someone is anointed, there will always be temptation to do what the devil wants them to do. It is so real. It is so real. One of the big temptations is to become rich. I go against that temptation by being extra generous. I go against that temptation. It is not my job to be rich by preaching the gospel. It is my job to get the gospel out, to tell people about Jesus Christ, to ask people to give their lives to Jesus Christ. I have nothing to do with getting rich, you see. I do not take a salary from the radio. It's not about money. It's about proclaiming the word of God. But you know what? If I wanted to, I could become rich. That would be a temptation, but it's no temptation because you know what? They're only green pieces of paper with dead presidents on it, so that's no temptation. I get other temptations, you know. Some of my temptations is to go buy a bag of chips and eat them all at one sight. You know, that's a temptation. It's a temptation to eat what I shouldn't be eating. But that's another thing. With such words as these, day by day, both the woman was inopportune with the young man, and he refused the adultery. Now it happened on a certain day that Joseph went into the house and was doing some business without any man with him. And she, catching the cloak of his garment, said, "Lie with me." But he, leaving the garment in her hand, fled and went out. And when the woman saw the garment in her hands and herself disregarded, she called to her the men of her house and said to them, "See, Joseph had brought in, you brought in a Hebrew to abuse us. He came in to me to lie with me, and when I cried out, and you heard, he heard my voice, he left this garment that I held and got him out." So we see that this is a lie. This is a lie. They lie against God's anointed. So poor Joseph, you know, he's done nothing but good. But what's happened now is that he's going to be put in another jail. For a proof, therefore, of her fidelity, she kept the garment and showed it to her husband. Then he returned home and said, "The Hebrew servant whom you has brought here came to me to abuse me." She's a liar. She's a liar. And I'm going to tell you, there are lies against God's people. There are lies against God's people. You know, and there are Jezebel spirits that lie, that want to destroy God's people, that want to destroy the anointing that's on God's people. People will do anything to make people seem like they're doing evil. I tell you what I mean. We talk about the priesthood. You know, still many people look at priests as if each one of us has sinned against young people. That's a lie. The percentage of priests that did this are the same as the percentage of the American people. And you know what? There's no excuse for it. I am not making an excuse. But sometimes people look at priests because they think every priest has done this. You know, now poor Joseph is going to get a bad name, going to say that he went to sleep with Potiphar's wife. "And when he heard me cry, he left his garment which I held and he fled." His master, hearing these things and giving too much credit to his wife's words, was very angry. and he cast Joseph into the prison where the king's prisoners were kept, and he was there shut up. But the Lord was with Joseph, even in the prison where the king's prisoners were kept. The Lord was with Joseph, and having mercy upon him, gave him favor in the sight of the chief keeper of the prison, who delivered into his hands all the prisoners that were kept in the custody, and whatsoever was done was unto him. Neither did he himself know anything, having committed all things to him. For the Lord was with Joseph and made all that he did prosper. So Joseph becomes like the warden of the jail. He does all the work of the jailers, and he is blessed. He is blessed. God has given him an anointing to bless people. And anything that was in the jailer's custody now is in the custody of Joseph. Jesus anointed Joseph. The Father anointed Joseph. The Holy Spirit anointed Joseph. And anything he touched did prosper. Again, I know people that have an anointing for making money. I know people that have that anointing. And it is an anointing. It's far beyond being bright. It's that God brings them to certain places at certain times and brings people to them and them to people that nothing would have happened. I tell you, the Lord gives these anointings. Chapter 40. After this, it came to pass that two eunuchs, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, offended their Lord. They offended the Pharaoh. And Pharaoh being angry with them now, the one was the chief butler, and the other was the chief baker. He sent them to the prison of the commander of the soldiers, in which Joseph was the prisoner. So we have the baker and the cupbearer, really. The baker and the cupbearer. The cupbearer was the person who would drink the wine, and if there was any poison, he would die. And if he didn't die, they would give the wine to the king or to the Pharaoh. And they both got put in jail because they had sinned against the Pharaoh. They had done something wrong against the Pharaoh. And he sent them to the prison of the commander of the soldiers, in which Joseph was also the prisoner. But the keeper of the prison delivered them to Joseph, and he served them. Some little time passed, and they were kept in custody. And they both dreamed a dream the same night, according to the interpretation agreeing to themselves. And when Joseph was come in to them in the morning and saw them sad, he asked them, "Why is your countenance sadder today than usual? Like, why are you looking so sad today? You don't usually look very sad." They answered, "We have dreamed a dream, and there is nobody to interpret it to us." And Joseph said to them, "Does not interpretation belong to God?" That is very important. The interpretation of dreams belongs to God. Does not the interpretation belong to God? Tell me what you have dreamed. And the chief butler first told his dream. "I saw before me a vine, and on which there were three branches, which by little sent out buds, and after the blossoms brought forth ripe grapes. And the cup of Pharaoh was in my hand, and he took the grapes and pressed them into the cup which I held, and I gave the cup to Pharaoh." Joseph answered, "This is the interpretation of the dream. The three branches are yet 3 days, after which Pharaoh will remember your service and will restore you to your former place. And you will present him the cup according to your office as before thou wast wont to do." In other words, you're going to get your job back. "Only remember me," Joseph said, "when it shall be well with thee. And do me this kindness to put Pharaoh in mind to take me out of this prison." In other words, you know what? This is what your dream is. And I'm telling you, it's a good interpretation. Now, when you get back to Pharaoh, remember me, because I'm in jail for nothing. They put me in jail for nothing. I didn't do what Potiphar's wife said. Please remember me. So we continue. For I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and there without any fault was cast into the dungeon. The chief baker, seeing that he had wisely interpreted the dream, said, I also dreamed a dream, that I had three baskets of meal upon my head, and that in one basket which was uppermost I carried all meats that are made by the art of baking, and that the birds ate out of it. Joseph answered, This is the interpretation of the dream. The three baskets are the 3 days, after which Pharaoh will take your head from thee, and hang thee on a cross, and the birds shall tear your flesh. The third day after this was the birthday of Pharaoh, and he made a great feast for his servants, and at the banquet remembered the chief butler, the cupbearer, and the chief baker. He restored the one to his place to present him the cup, and the other he hanged on the gibbet, that the truth of the interpreter might be shown. But the chief butler, when things prospered with him, forgot Joseph, forgot the interpreter. I'll finish there for today. But I want to say, I want to just say again, there are different anointings that the Lord gives. And usually the anointings are for God's people. God's people. As I said, Father Carapi had a wonderful way of bringing the gospel to people. And the devil knew his weakness. That's why we need to pray for our priests. We need to pray for the ministers who minister to us. Because if they are anointed, the devil will come to try to take the anointing away. I tell you, it's been that way with me. You see, the devil knows my weaknesses, and he knows how to get me down, and I will not give in by the grace of God. By the grace of God. It's always by the grace of God. I am not tempted by riches. I am not tempted by beauty. I am not tempted by that. My temptation is different. My temptation is different. I want to sometimes just go to bed and stay there. But you know what? Not going to do it. I'm going to continue to preach the word. I'm going to continue to tell people about the love of God, about the love of Jesus. I'm going to continue. I'm not going to give in to the temptation to really ultimately the temptation to quit. And you know why? Because I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to let the devil have his way. He's a liar. He's been a liar from the beginning. And I'm going to have God have his way. Because God is good. And he has plans for me. I know the plans I have for you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. Holy, holy, holy. Those plans are for you also. Plans to give you a future and a hope. When you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. You will find me with you, says the Lord. The people of God need to pray for their priests, for their preachers. The people of God need to pray because I tell you, the enemy comes in like a flood when a person is anointed. We have seen this over and over again. Anointing is from God. We must never think that we own it, that we have it because we're good doobies. Anointing is from God, and it's very easy to fall. It's very easy to fall. Thank God for forgiveness. Thank God for forgiveness because God forgives us. God forgives us. And I'm telling you, everyone will be tempted according to what their temptation is. And that is so real. That is so real. But who is realer, more real? His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this Joseph who was pure and who did the work of God even in prison. We thank you for this Joseph who stood gloriously triumphant over Potiphar's wife and would not give in to her. We thank you for this Joseph that you anointed for his whole country. Oh yes, we will see that later. We thank you for Joseph, but the word that kept on coming to us was the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with Joseph. And you know what? The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. Say it. The Lord is with me. 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 He is with me. He is with me. The Lord is for me. The Lord is for me. The Lord is for me. The Lord is not against me. The Lord is not against me. He is for me. He is for me. He is with me. He is with me. He is not against me. He is for me. He is my forgiveness. He is my forgiveness. He is my forgiveness in the blood of Jesus. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God. I made a mistake a couple of days ago when I said WROL and WECE cost almost $1 million a year. That was all totally wrong. It costs almost $100,000 a year for the two stations. I made a mistake, and I want to correct that mistake. And everything you give goes for the proclamation of the gospel. And I thank you for giving, because you know what? I could not do these broadcasts unless people responded, unless people gave, unless people were good to this ministry. So the mailing address is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. All your gifts are tax deductible, and if you are blessed by these broadcasts, please bless us. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And you can also pay on PayPal, www.inseason.net. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.